Welcome to Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. I'll bring you all kinds of stories from all kinds of people. Whether it's a live public conversation and we're speaking from the kitchen table of my 1965 Beeline travel trailer, from the studios or on the streets, please sit back and enjoy the conversation right here this time every week. Trailer Talks, the Marcellus Shale Water Project, is a combination of live events, sound pieces, radio broadcasts, home movies, and an evolving interactive website that you're welcome to participate in. We're exploring the impact of natural gas drilling on New York's water resources and the issues being debated in our neighborhoods throughout the country and globally. What is guiding people's decisions about whether or not to lease their land for gas drilling? And at what point do the rights of the individual diminish in the face of the health of an entire area? What role does water itself have on the ability for an area to survive by providing for itself? What impact is this having not only on the communities in the shale regions, but also on the national dialogue and policy-making decisions around energy extraction? What defines the American dream, and how does it impact the decisions being made in our communities? Trailer Talk's Marcellus Shale Water Project explores the impact of natural gas drilling in our neighborhoods. Local culture, generations of history, and beloved homes can be lost when the oil and gas companies, intent on fossil fuel extraction, move into a new region. We're facing a complete shift in our region as this largest ever concentration of gas lies in wait beneath our feet. Please go to www.trailertalk.net and talk to us. All right, here I am in Highland Lake, New York, in the Sullivan County Catskills. This is part of the NACL, the North American Cultural Laboratory's 10th Catskill Festival of New Theater. Amazing. A decade of the avant-garde, the experimental, the exploratory theater happening right here in my neighborhood in the Catskills of New York. So thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Lise Walker, and I'm the artistic director of the Strike Anywhere Performance Ensemble.
And my name is Rolf Sturm, and I'm one of the musicians in the Strike Anywhere Performance Ensemble.
And I was just sitting in on a rehearsal. You are performing the show at the NACL Festival in a couple of days. So share with me, first of all, Strike Anywhere, and certainly you were able to strike up quickly through the improvisation and a certain kind of structure that you work with, dialogue and movement and a whole story, two stories unfolded before me as I sat there for only about 40 minutes during this rehearsal. So what kind of work are you doing and how does this work get created? And if you could share with me as well what the subject is.
Sure. We're doing something that's new for us with this project. We are doing an interview-based piece. Now, we're an improv company and we're an interdisciplinary improv company. So we're used to working together using jazz and modern dance and acting to improvise around a theme or subject matter. But this will be the first time that we've ever actually gone out into the community to interview people about a specific subject. And this subject, in this case, is water.
And how did you choose your subject? Why water? And what are you finding as you're speaking to people? And then, of course, I want to know also how you're choosing the people that you speak to.
Well, Tanis from NACL gave me a call in the winter time and said, "Lise, do you want to propose a project? We'd love to have you back at the festival." And I said, "Well, I'm really keen on this new form that we've been working with, free play. And this is a monthly improvisation series that we have going down in New York City. And we'll take a different theme each month and improvise on it." So I said, "I'd love to do a free play." She said, "Okay, well, what might be a theme that seems to be emerging in the pieces this summer?" And she said, "Oh, water. Water is the theme." "Okay, well, why don't we do a piece on water?" And as we started doing some research before coming up here, obviously the gas drilling is a huge issue facing this community, and it seems to be really tearing the community apart. So we asked for some help to get access to different folks up here so we could really try to get a range of different kinds of voices to create a balanced and nuanced piece, because it's not a simple issue. And it's interesting because we're right in the middle of it. So I'm not exactly sure yet what it's going to look like, but We're exploring this one course of water, memories of water, people's relationship to water. We're looking at broader water issues, what's happening with fresh water around the planet, and pollution. And then specifically, we're looking at the development of the Marcellus Shale. So that seems to be the issue that people are really fired up about right now.
I could add something that Strike Anywhere in the past has used something called sound painting, which is a sign language that incorporates hundreds of different signs that help to guide an improvisation and make it so that a group can improvise together and do things that that wouldn't normally happen if everyone was just free improvising. You can get almost an orchestration of the improvisation. And that's been one of the core modes of improvisation that Strike Anywhere has used in the past. We may or may not use that in this piece. We're not sure. There's just so much material here when it comes to the water and people's concerns in this area that we haven't really started to use sound painting yet into this piece.
Mm-hmm. Here's the quote. This is by Aubrey K. McKendlin, Chairman and Chief Executive of the Chesapeake Energy Corporation.
It's almost divine intervention. Right at the time oil prices are skyrocketing, we're struggling with the economy. We're concerned about global warming and national security threats remain intense. We wake up and we've got this abundance of natural gas around us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
You want to worry?
We had a long discussion about it in my family, and it just seemed like the best thing to do. I mean, you know, it's like $100,000 right off the bat, and if we, you know, there's, sometimes there's no problems. I mean, you know, they say that whole Gasland movie, I mean, you know, it's just one side of the story, and they don't always go bad. You know, there's lots of wells that there's no problem. So we negotiated 18%, and, you know, we're gonna hope for the best. I think it's the right decision.
Chunks, and we'd stand on the shore and wait for this big giant ice chunk to come floating down the river, and then as it passed us by, we'd jump on it, and you know, you ride that one for a while, you saw another one coming on, you'd jump on that one, and that's what you did. And sometimes, you know, there was nothing else, and it was just taking you down the river, and you've gone a mile down, and you gotta get back, but you're there by yourself. There's nothing but just you and this piece of ice. And then, you know, we'd hear a mother calling. She would call from a mile away, and you'd hear her. It'd take us, you know, an hour and a half to get back.
How long has Strike Anywhere been active, been a company, and how long have you both worked together?
I founded the company in 1997, so... what, God, what is that, 12, 13 years? Whatever. And Rolf and I met through the Walter Thompson Orchestra in 1998, actually. I had been a big fan of Rolf's. I had seen him play many and heard him many times before in the orchestra. I was a big fan of the Walter Thompson Orchestra, which is who created Sound Painting. And we were at a retreat up in Woodstock. That's where we met. And actually I got the idea for Strike Anywhere. I had founded the company already, but the next phase of how we developed came to me while I was at that retreat in Woodstock. And I actually met quite a few of the performers that eventually became the performers of Strike Anywhere at that retreat.
And I guess I've been with Strike Anywhere maybe in its second year. I joined up with Strike Anywhere, so I've been involved maybe 11 years or so, mm-hmm. 10 or 11 years.
Yep.
And what do you play? Instruments?
I play guitar. Right now in Strike Anywhere, we have upright bass, guitar, both electric and acoustic, a flute and trumpet. But at this festival, we'll have just the upright bass, the guitar, and the flute for musicians.
And so this is all improvisation then, the music and how you interact with each other, the other performers, I want to say, the dancer movers, the actor, speaker, performers, you're all riffing off of each other. So is every single time you do a performance, it's different?
Absolutely. If it's not, we're not doing our job well.
Okay. So what is it about this idea of improvisation that... you're exploring, you're both exploring, and why your company is based around the idea of that?
I'm a big fan of jazz, a big fan. And I've always been fascinated by music and specifically American jazz. And I've been very interested in applying both forms and, I hate to use the word rules, but I guess ideas from jazz to theater and to dance. It's a form that's much more developed in music, improvisation is, than it is in theater or dance. And so, you know, many times I feel like we're learning from these incredibly gifted and knowledgeable musicians, and then really as a group trying to figure out, well, how does that apply in a theatrical context? How can we do that? How can we trade fours, or how can we comp? as a dancer, or using gesture, or using a repetitive phrase or something. So that's part of what we're doing here.
We did a show not too long ago called Pocket Full of Change, where we might take a piece and have the dancers repeat a movement for, say, the one chord of a blues, and then a different movement for the four chord of a blues, and a different movement for the five chord. So the dancer laid down the bass line for the piece, and then maybe an actor would give a monologue as the solo over top of the instrumentalist playing, you know, the chords or something like that, so that every discipline took on a different aspect of a jazz ensemble.
It was so much fun just now, intriguing to sit in on the rehearsal. Let's see, you have we're 3 days away from your performance here at the festival, but for both of these, I don't know if you call them episodes or that I just watched, to see the different characters that came to life, the different voices around the subject of water. So I'm curious, how do you speak to the people? How do you conduct the interviews? And then how do you use the material in your performances?
This is all very new for me. So I'm really learning on the fly, to tell you the truth.
Which is very appropriate for an improvisational company.
That's true. A few years ago, I took a workshop here with Michael Rode, who does almost entirely interview-based theater with Sojourn Theater out in Oregon. And I interviewed him at the time about how he approaches interview subjects, how he preps for his shows, maybe some of the pitfalls he's run into. So, you know, it's funny, I had forgotten all about doing that. And last week, before coming up here, I came across the tape. It's a cassette tape. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, what synchronicity. So I've listened to it, I think, 3 times now. And one of the things that really struck me that he talked about was how an interview is many things. It's a seduction, it's a conversation, but that it's really critical to listen and to set up an atmosphere of trust, and that he really will take, in an hour-long interview, he will take the first 15 to 20 minutes to get to know the person, to get them on familiar ground so that they feel comfortable. So I've been thinking a lot about that and really trying to, I guess, just make it as human as possible and try to stay out of the way as much as possible. Don't interject.
Oh boy, how am I doing, I wonder?
You're great.
So, all right, so this is new for you then, to interview and mm-hmm. to meet people. And is it their understanding that their names won't be used, that
That's
there's
correct.
Anonymity?
Yes. We are not trying to impersonate anyone. It's really about creating a show where stories and voices, ideas that we've heard in the community can float in and out of the piece.
You can't stop the gas. We're here to show you today that if you sell your property right here, right now, we are willing to give you
cash on the spot.
That's right, cash on the spot. This kind of deal doesn't come around once or twice in a lifetime.
Now, you can sign today or you can kiss your money goodbye.
This is your last chance.
What do you want to do? Got kids? They going to college?
Can you afford this? Can you pay for this?
No stopping, no gas.
Ain't no stopping, stopping the gas.
you'll consider my offer. As you can see, everyone around you is doing it. You're the hole in a donut. We're gonna take the gas anyway, so you might as well sign and get your money.
What are you both finding then? You live outside of New York City, about 100 miles from here where you're performing this work, and you have now immersed yourself in the subject of the Marcellus Shale gas drilling development, of the issues around it, and of the volatility of this subject. What can you share with me about what you're finding out about not that far from your homes?
The topic, it seems like it's been growing fairly quietly, but amazingly quickly. And it's really reaching a critical moment, a critical mass. It's somewhat disturbing. I mean, there are a number of things that are disturbing about the fracking, the process. And I think it's mostly the unknowns what at least appears to be the results of some of this process, and how widespread it is nationally, and soon to be perhaps in Europe as well. It's a huge, huge topic, and we've been really engulfed in it, swept away by it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really been an emotional week. We've done a lot of research about the process of fracking. We've been looking, we've watched Gasland, we've watched Flow, we've talked to a lot of residents on both sides, and I'm really struck by how divided the community is and how people who've known each other for years or even generations now are at the point where they can't even speak. That is a real problem, because if we're going to actually move forward as a community or in this whole region to find solutions that work, we have to be able to talk to one another civilly, have dialogue. So hopefully, my desire with this piece is to help spark dialogue and empathy for why people are making the choices that they are, what's at stake. It's absolutely heartbreaking and completely disturbing to hear about the potential effects of this process. I mean, to see the health effects, the environmental effects, it's very scary. On the other hand, we're in a recession, and I think that it's understandable why people, of course, people need money. But it's also very short-sighted, and I'm really concerned about what's happening. To look at the amount of people who depend on this watershed for drinking water, wow.
Of course, having said this and all these concerns, the intent of the piece is really to present different viewpoints as honestly as possible so that everyone gets a seat at the table, and we're really not pushing an agenda. The intent of the piece is to spark dialogue for those who see it, and so that some people who may be very adamant about their viewpoint can realize that the people on perhaps another side of the issue have a perspective and need to at least be heard. I think that one of the things we ran into is that people complain that whoever does not have their perspective, whoever's in the opposing camp, as it were, doesn't listen to what they have to say. So this idea that Lise mentioned of dialogue rather than diatribe is really more of our intent in this piece.
Well, thank you both so much. Is there anything else you want to share?
Well, we should mention that Strike Anywhere does have a website, strikeanywhere.info. There's a number of the other .coms and .nets were taken, but .info, strikeanywhere.info, is our home.
Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you
so very much.
From the kitchen table out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artel. And to find out about NACL and their upcoming events, please go to nacl.org. Trailer Talk gratefully acknowledges the Park Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, and the Puffin Foundation for the generous support of our work. And special thanks to the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg, New York. In addition, it's contributions from people like you that make this project possible. To find out more about the Marcellus Shale Water Project, please go to www.trailertalk.net. Thanks for joining me for Sabrina Artel's Trailer Talk. The music for the show, Patti Smith, People Have the Power. Trailer Talk is produced by Sabrina Artel. For more information, please visit trailertalk.net. Special thanks to WJFF Radio Catskill and the numerous people who have donated their time, resources, and conversations to make Trailer Talk possible. Thank you all who joined me in these conversations. I'm Sabrina Artel. Safe travels.